scump prasa.
That's our intro. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Vice Prasa. That was too much Christmas for me. This is the show we do Prasa talk. Movie news, reviews, shorts, and some cack in between. My name is Ross.
And I'm a Jolly Jody.
Jolly Jody. Yeah. Rudolph Ross? No, Reindeer Ross.
I like Rudolph Ross.
What about, I don't know a Christmas word that starts with R.
Rambunctious Ross.
Oh my God, that's too
wrong. Rambunctious.
Rambunctious Ross. So
you think Jay would be harder?
Yeah, it would be but Jolly, Jellicle. Yeah.
Like Angelicle.
No, Jellicle. It's from Cats, the music.
You know, Evil Andrew. Jay for Angelicle.
I'm an evangelical. I don't know if you could tell from the theme music, but this is a Christmas episode.
I don't know what gave it away.
I don't know what
the gave theme it away. Music, our outfits,
that's
our spirit.
Wow, Jody's spirit.
Oh yeah.
I wish I had spirits.
And you know what I wish? We wish you a brassa Christmas. We wish you a brassa Christmas. We wish you a brassa Christmas and a Bioscope New Year. Listen to that terrible voice.
Yeah, Abby's got a throat thing.
It's a terrible song.
Appropriate. No, I'm glad you're enjoying yourself.
Thank you.
Because you're a Christmas spirit type of person, aren't you?
I'm cock tired.
So you say the spirit is weak this
spirit
year.
Spirit is struggling. I feel like I've been putting the wrong petrol in.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
That's a prank on TikTok now. So the
putting the wrong petrol.
So no, so the girls, no, they don't actually do it, but they phone their fathers.
Oh.
And then they say, oh no, I filled it with the green pump and now it's not working. And he's like, the green pump.
Wasn't that a Vine? Like when Vines was
possibly,
still a thing?
Possibly. But the resurgence is money because the fathers, the reaction of the fathers.
I can imagine.
Priceless. And that's what they get for Christmas. Stress. Oh, anyway, on that jolly note, Jolly Jody. Now let's for Jolly Jolly.
I know. It was like that Gats run before the end of
Oh, is that what they say? The Gats run. Oh, yeah.
That's a Gats run.
Okay, let's do it. Let's get into the news, though.
News and shorts.
Yo, I feel like we're going to be talking about DC for a long time.
I don't even know. I really didn't know which part to put in.
So.
That's what she said.
Yeah. Well, I usually go balls first.
Really? Yeah. That's a bold move. I like to start in the middle and go out, much like my hair.
Sometimes you just got to thumb in a softie. So, Merry Christmas to one and all. Jingle balls.
You say you splintered in there.
With a sarcastic. Let's keep it on track, though.
DC,
James Gunn, Steve Zaslav. Is his first name?
Yeah.
David Zaslav.
Okay, there's Peter Safran.
Peter Safran,
sorry. Who's the co-head of CEO. DC? Yes. Yeah. Zaslav is the guy that heads up Discovery.
Okay, yeah, they report to him. So, last time we spoke about James Gunn, he was announcing things, he was talking about things were happening, things were moving. Mm-hmm. The Rock and Henry Cavill were still somehow involved.
Yes, The Rock was trying to lead that charge.
You know him. He's a leader, you know?
Amongst men.
Our natty leader. This is the thing. Like, if it came from some fucking weirdo site,
then you wouldn't then believe you would, what
exactly. But it came from the Hollywood Reporter. There's two. There, like, look, Hollywood Reporter, Variety is very good.
Yes. They don't run things unless it's like
100%. So they reported that Wonder Woman 3 dead in the water.
Yeah. amongst others, a lot.
No, no, but that was like the big announcement, Wonder Woman 3.
Especially because it came out one day after Gal Gadot had celebrated her anniversary.
She was very excited.
She had literally celebrated her anniversary as being cast as Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
And announced to the fans how excited I am to be.
Is that your Israeli accent?
That's my Gal Gadot.
Oh, okay.
Not specifically Israeli, specifically Gadot Gadush.
Yeah, she announced that she was going to be one. Well, she was looking forward to revisiting the character. And exactly. Then next day, the article dropped and said, yeah, Wonder Woman 3. There's different stories. Creative differences is one of them. Apparently, they didn't like the treatment that
Patty Jenkins
presented.
Yes.
I
mean, Ross, would you not have faith in her after Wonder Woman 1984?
That was like the biggest drop off.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the biggest drop off in quality.
The biggest drop third what I've ever can see.
The biggest drop in quality I have seen in a long time. It was so bad. Like, I really had no idea that movie was going to be that bad.
It was astonishingly bad. Wonder Woman is one of my favorite DC movies to have come out.
Yeah.
The first one was almost flawless, I would say. Yeah. And then that second one comes out and it just undoes all of my goodwill.
No.
All of
them. It's insane. And the fact that she thought, she could submit another treatment, I guess it's in a contract, maybe.
And the other thing is that one made very little money.
Yeah.
Which a lot of it was blamed on COVID because
HBO Max.
And the HBO Max thing. But the first one was super successful. And then the second one comes out and it's just no money. And there were films that released during COVID that made decent money. This one made nothing.
That's right. No money, no problems.
It's pretty much so bad.
Well, PJ. I mean, for most of the world, actually. But that's one thing.
Yes.
That's one story. Then they say, Henry Cavill? Yeah, he just announced he's back as Superman.
Maybe not.
Not so much.
Man of Steel 2 was in the world.
Man in Steel. That's actually the porn parody.
No, the Shaq. The much lesser known Shaquille O'Neal.
No, he's Steel. Yeah, Man in Steel is the... That's the porn collaboration between Henry Cavill and Shaq. Yeah. He could take it, though. Shaq could take it.
Shaq is...
Yo, that's shame. He's a big Superman fan and Steel fan, but...
Shaq is Superman in real life.
Yeah, wow.
The good that man does, just like going around and like buying things for people who don't have.
Shame. But his feet, though. Oof. Have you seen him?
Shaq's feet are like their own universe.
No, but LeBron's feet was also leaked.
Why?
Because... look, it's basketball, right? So it's a lot of quick movements. It's weird things. But the problem is that they wear new sneakers every time they play.
Yes, they're not like wearing anything in.
Yeah, nothing has been broken in. So they have to wear new sneakers every time. And it does the most damage to their feet.
That sounds like a stupid problem.
In terms of bunions and then the pinky that is like... Yeah. Anyway. So Man of Steel, 2. Doesn't look like it's gonna happen.
Yes. Aquaman 2 was going to be the last Aquaman as well.
Yeah.
What's it, something Atlantis?
Yeah. Inside Atlantis.
Yeah. We need to get out of this inside.
Aquaman 2, the dunes of Atlantis.
Yeah, I'm sure. Aquaman and the Lost Kingdom. Okay. It's the actual.
It's got nothing to do with Atlantis. Anyway, so this is the thing, Jody. They announced that Henry Cavill is back as Superman.
Yes.
The Rock and Henry Cavill.
Yeah, I was going to say, Henry Cavill.
But they
didn't
specify that he's going to be back and have his own film and stuff.
No, that's right. They only said Henry Cavill himself announced, I'm back as Superman.
Exactly.
No plans for where he's going to appear or which films he's in or whether he gets his own sequel finally. Because he's never got his own
sequel. And he filmed cameos not only for Black Adam, but for Flash as well.
Yes, which apparently that's been axed also.
As well. So they technically didn't lie or say anything that was untrue. But they obviously alluded to the fact and they like to, push an agenda and whatever. But that doesn't look like it's going to happen.
So did you hear the added layer that Danny Garcia, The Rock's production partner,
$7
is also both of their agent. And that's apparently why they pushed that narrative so aggressively that The Rock is, you know, Black Adam's doing super well and that Henry Cavill's coming back as Superman.
The problem is...
That's not.
It's fine. It's fine to push your hype and push the narrative and get the crowd, you know, going.
Yeah.
But then you have to deliver.
Yes. You know, a half-decent movie.
Half-decent.
Yeah, maybe.
Shazam. Anyway, so... There's that. And then James Gunn released a tweet after the article came out. And do you have the tweet?
James Gunn's tweet?
Yeah.
So, as for the story yesterday in the Hollywood Reporter, some of it is true, some of it is half true, some of it is not true, and some of it we haven't decided yet whether it's true or not.
That's right. And in that statement...
Playing his cards close.
I think that's what we need to do. We just need to chill out. Let things unfold because you don't know what's... We're not in the meetings, and unfortunately.
And the
to their detriment, we are not in the meetings.
Well, yes. I mean, we've come up with some...
Oh, I've even ideas. Forgotten some of our great movie ideas.
It's out there.
Yeah.
We've manifested.
It's in the ether.
But what we left out is that apparently you mentioned Zaslav earlier. The reason the Hollywood Reporter ran the story now is that according to them, James Gunn and Peter Safran are meeting, right? They were meeting now to flesh out the next 10 years because they need to present this to Warner Brothers, Brothers and Discovery, and they have to make a decision on what's going to happen. He's come out subsequently and said, well, actually, that timeline is not really the timeline. Because why would you now, for something that's so important, attach an arbitrary one-week timeline to it and say, come up with 10 years worth of ideas? Because it's not only movies. It's
this
film,
is what
TV,
they were brought there to do.
Comics and games.
Yeah.
All they bring all of that together and it's like, do it in a week.
No. They have to start from scratch. And in my opinion, I feel like they have to squash this. Even though James Gunn's Peacemaker is great and his Suicide Squad reboot or reinvigoration was good, I still think that they should just start from scratch. And I think they should start with a Justice League movie. Boom. Yeah.
Well, new characters. Crisis on Infinite Earths.
Yeah, that was, anything.
That's something I've seen floated around as one way that you could then bring back Affleck, bring back Cavill.
No.
And
no.
Like
no, they're done. I love them, but they're done.
But in that way, you face
them. I don't
them
care down, how they do it, you know? But don't bring them back. Stop with those characters.
People are insistent.
People can fuck off. They're being confused.
Because you know our favorite fandom also, because of this announcement, started Fire James Gunn started trending on Twitter this and bring back Zack Snyder. Because, I mean, we know his ideas, flawless, absolutely.
No, Zack Snyder is this genius.
But as you said, just let this play out, people. There's Wonder Woman, Superman, Batman. You don't get bigger than that. So just let them figure their shit out. Give them time.
Recast
these
don't bring them
for
back
long term.
Just fucking last them.
Just move on.
Yeah. And then Michael Keaton was supposed to get his own Batman movie. I think let's just talk about this.
Apparently, with Michelle Pfeiffer in there as the love interest, they were going to somehow...
Isn't he like 70 on?
Yeah. Well, 60 odd or 70. But they were going to bring him back or... As a continuation of the Flash film, he was going to get his own Batman film.
Why?
I don't know
which I don't want to see an old Batman.
I don't know which version of Batman.
Old Batmaning out.
But they were going to, him and Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman, they were going to just run with that and, you know, live off nostalgia.
But now Batman Beyond.
That would have been. But then you have to actually cast.
You know what
Batman.
I actually want? I want a Batman Beyond game in the style of Arkham. That's what I want.
Love that suit.
Oh, that suit is so good. Character's good.
He's the only one with the red.
He's got the red bat, red eyes.
Slimline suit.
Slimline suit. He can fly a bitchy.
Yeah.
Fuck this, Jody. Reboot it. Hard reset.
That's hard reset.
Control, alt, delete, whatever.
But give them time, dude. They are bringing a shit.
Look, there's still movies coming out. Aquaman, Atlantis of the Throne.
Shazam, Fury of the
Gods.
Yes.
Black Adam 2. No.
No.
I'm kidding.
No.
Blue Beetle was announced. It's coming in 2023.
We did speak about that previously.
Yeah.
The money thing.
No, we didn't actually. We didn't speak about the latest money story. Because Black Adam's made SWAT Adam, as you so eloquently put it.
No relation to SWAT Cut.
it made like 400 million.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And he said...
globally, only 190. Like, domestically, it's doing okay, crazy. But globally, like, under 200 is shocking.
Yeah, the rest of the world don't care, man. Mm-hmm. So, he made 400 million, and then he said he spoke to the numbers guys.
Okay, but first, sorry, before you get there, cool. The announcement came out that Black Adam is making a loss for Warner Brothers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because that budget of 200 or 190 million.
Was there 190 million in
the budget? It did not include marketing in any shape or form, as you know. And also, it was not really clear if that was the full scope of the budget.
Damn.
And then they said, well, this film's making like apparently 400 million. Wakanda Forever made more than it in its first week globally. And
it's quality. So it's fucking quality, man.
So The Rock. To your point.
Yeah, because he said, he spoke to the numbers guys, and the movie has made 70.
Actually.
Yeah, 72 to 75 or something profit, million profit.
Yeah, because that's huge.
Yeah, that's huge.
I mean, in film terms.
movie math.
70 to you and I.
Yeah, shit ton. But in terms of them spending 190 mil for production plus marketing, on top of that, that's not a big win.
And then, my favorite bit out of this whole thing.
Yeah.
The Rock then, Dwayne, goes to compare this.
DJ.
Goes to compare this to Captain America, the First Avenger. Because they're doing it right, Russ.
Mm.
They're starting off, they're building the characters.
Universe.
You know.
Franchise.
You know.
Yeah.
They're doing it right.
This is my problem, I think, with The Rock. Because he has another movie coming out with Chris Evans. Red One.
Oh, and J.K. Simmons will play Santa. They share their workout.
Yes. Santa now, workout. Everything. He wants everything to be a franchise.
Yes.
And I think that's inherently his problem.
Mm.
Because instead, you should be focusing on making a great
just
film.
Just do that movie
one
well.
One good movie. Yeah.
Just do that well.
Not, let's build this. It's where we can build a franchise on this. Build a franchise. Build a franchise. Shut the fuck up, man. Make a good movie.
He's
make
not.
Rundown 2 if you want to have a franchise.
You know,
Sean William Scott is not doing anything.
He's got time. But where The Rock is not endearing himself to me is this idea that he needs to control all these narratives.
Yeah.
Like his brand is so big that he has to be the one that determines. I mean, everyone runs the story that this movie made a loss.
Yeah.
Then he announces the next day, actually, I spoke to the financiers and we made 50 million. Bruh, that's still not great.
Yeah, yeah.
In
it's
movie terms, it's not great.
It's not. I mean, for a tenpole superhero film.
You're supposed to be looking at profits of... This movie should have made a billion the way you were hyping it.
But, I mean, look, you either die a hero or you live long enough to see yourself become The Rock.
And he and he is very much...
Yeah, he's got, it's all gone to his head.
He's tread that path.
Okay, Sarah, whatever will be, Jody.
Mm.
Rush Hour 4.
Happy news.
It's happening.
It's happening.
According to Jackie Chan.
The man himself, I've also seen.
Look, he's like 67. How old is he now?
I think Jackie's older than 67. I think he's in his 70s, dude.
Abby, how old do you think Jackie Chan is?
65.
Okay. I've got 67. She's got 65.
I say 74. 68.
Wow. I'm the closest.
He's still old. Strepsils.
Throat relief for about 20 minutes. 68 years old.
Yeah, Chris Tucker's 51.
Wow.
Yeah, this is 15 years after the last movie. And that one was something like, what, 10 years after the previous one?
Yeah. Yo. But I mean, this franchise has a huge fan base.
More importantly, Russ, why is it called Rush Hour?
Listen, if you notice.
Have you ever thought about this?
There's traffic
in all the movies.
In all the films. No. There's an instance in the first film where they do something during rush hour. If I remember correctly.
The bus thing where Jackie's on the tourist bus and then he jumps off down the pole.
Something. I'm sure if we go back, there is. But I'm talking about like a 5-minute scene or something.
But that is.
That's the. They built their fucking temple on that shit. And now it's like rush hour. My question is, are we going to get as many racist jokes as in the previous
one? Why not? I mean, do you think that they. Do you feel like they have mined the Jackie not speaking English thing at this point?
Kada.
Kada.
Like, and then Chris Tucker just making fun of the fact that he's Chinese the entire time, and him just saying black.
Also, Jackie actually said the N-word in, was it Rush Hour 2? Where they go,
oh,
and
meet Don
Cheadle, part one.
Yeah, I think
so. Where they go and meet Don Cheadle's character.
It was an outtake.
No, it's in the movie.
What's up, was it?
Yeah, when they're shooting pool.
Then everybody's like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
We need to revisit
different
that.
Different time,
eh? Are we revisiting that? Debbie, do you like the Rush Hour films?
Rush Hour.
Mm.
I can watch it.
Yeah.
I can't move fast anymore. I watched the other movie with him in it and it was really bad.
Which one?
One of his latest ones.
Yeah.
Oh, the one where he's so on a revenge mission.
I don't know. He fought in a warehouse or something.
Yeah, but it was so slow. I'm not gonna watch that.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Maybe they should change the name to let's take it a little slow hour.
Cruise.
Cruise hour. But either way, I still wanna see what they're gonna do. I still wanna see what they're gonna do.
Honestly, the two of them together, Chris Tucker, Jackie Chan, that's a dynamic duo. It's comedy. Whoa, I am down.
Those are very strong words.
Dynamic.
Comedy. No, it is funny, but for me, it's the delivery more than anything else. Because the jokes are not that great.
Nah, timeless. Timeless.
Who? You? Me? You? Timeless. Okay, timeless. Well, you know what? Fuck it. If he's 68 and he feels he can do this still,
I believe him.
Little Mermaid test audiences, they digging McCarthy.
Melissa McCarthy.
Yeah, McCarthy of the Clan McCarthy.
Yeah.
She plays Ursula. I was actually pleasantly surprised by that.
Yeah, she's not been great lately.
No, it's because she's keeps working with her husband.
Yes,
they say never work with your partner.
Yeah, I mean, Mila Jovovich, same thing.
Yeah.
What
Resident Evil are they on now?
17? They filmed in Cape Town and then fucked out of Cape Town. Where do you go after Cape Town?
No.
Nigeria.
I don't know. No.
Nollywood.
Yeah, must be. Fucking hell.
In any case, Melissa McCarthy, I'm very glad to hear this because this Little Mermaid from the start has been with the, you know,
the
Ariel can't be
thing.
Black.
Yeah, yeah.
Mermaids can't be black, Ross. Mm. They can't. So it's been controversial from the start. If she wasn't going to work out as Ursula, that would have just been another thing to throw over this film. So I'm very happy to hear that the test audiences are into it.
Yeah, I mean, but she can act, eh? We've seen it.
She's great.
We've seen it.
Like, when she's on.
When she's not working with her husband.
Yeah. When she's, I mean, Spy is one of my favorite little
the
movies.
The Heat is so good as well. But there was another film with more dramatic role where she plagiarizes like a story. Remember that one, Abby?
No, the one with Bill Murray.
No, that's also a good one.
Yeah,
Saint August.
Yeah,
great film.
Yeah,
so she's got the chops,
and she's they aren't.
She's
many
got
people.
The chops, Jody.
Lamb?
No, karate.
Lamb's expensive.
Although she is very physical for a woman her size,
it is
so impressive.
Like
I love
it. The flips and stuff that she can
lift a leg in Bridesmaids,
yeah, just casually. But also in Spy again, like the action stuff, but. She has range. She's one of the, in terms of just like one-liners and stuff, you don't get better than
no.
that, I think.
Can she sing?
Of course.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm assuming there's some singing.
Ursula must have a number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What is Ursula's number? I haven't seen that movie in ages. I only remember Under the Sea. And
everyone only knows Sebastian.
If I Could Walk. What's that other song?
Yeah, but that's...
If I Had Legs...
This is Cats again.
No.
That sounded like Cats.
Well, she's looking up there, man.
I don't know. But you know, in the original, it's like super painful for her to be walking each time.
No,
like
the original is dark, bro. But all those fairy tales.
Stories.
Yeah. But yo, quiet. I want this movie to succeed.
Very happy.
Okay, we don't talk about trailers often.
No.
But I messaged you.
Yeah.
And I was like, I watched the Guardians trailer like 10 times.
I told you, I was having chunkies when I was watching this trailer, dude.
James Gunn has the ability to just put together such wonderful trailers his films.
You know, based off of this, some more DC Psycho fans decided that James Gunn's whole purpose of being appointed
to make Marvel stronger,
to be appointed as CEO, is he's a Trojan horse, Russ. He's getting there to destroy them from the inside.
Yeah. Because that would be great for his career.
But my word, this trailer of Guardians is your dude. I'm so excited for this final chapter.
It gave me the feels of like the first one, man. But yeah. I mean, it's okay. The second one, people criticize it, whatever. I really enjoyed
it. It's a character story.
That Yondu and the father-son story was amazing. And that I chunkies for that film also. But here they teased something in the trailer.
They teased a couple of things.
Yeah, so if you don't want to know, I'm just going to put a minor spoiler warning. If you don't want to know what happens in Guardians, and you haven't seen the trailer and you don't plan to, just this is a spoiler. It looks like Rocket's going to die.
Dude, Rocket's going to die so hard. Everyone's on the Peter Quill's going to die bandwagon, but I'm like, Jen, Rocket's going to sacrifice himself.
But again, Marvel is so good at the old switcheroo.
The VR Groot line that Groot drops.
The old game. Switcheroo, though, Jody. The eye blind. The distraction while we're doing things over here. They do that. They have a history of that. That is a little rapey. I apologize. I was just doing things.
Whatever comes to me.
Yeah. I was changing a light bulb.
Petting a dog and changing a light bulb.
Sorry. But what I'm saying is they have been known to misdirect people.
Yeah.
And I won't be upset if this does happen. Because it's like, it's the final chapter. Someone's got to die.
Yeah, and James Gunn has definitively said, he's the end of these character stories.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we had Yondu dying in the last movie where he sacrificed himself.
Yeah.
I feel like the natural progression of these characters are that someone has to die as well.
Someone's going
to
die.
People are leaning towards Peter Quill because he is the protagonist of the group, but we also need to kind of figure out what's going to happen with him and Gamora, who they've shown in the trailer. She is back. She is somewhere.
She's back. She's got new eyeshadow.
And Rocket's arc, to me, lends itself most naturally to
Rocket's arc, you say.
You know?
And it does, because he's like, he was a loner and he just talked,
That shot of him with the baby Rocket. Oh.
With the hand coming out. So they did that, and then in the second one, he was scared of losing his family, which made him act like irrationally. Yeah, and now over here, this third one is probably him accepting, this is who we are, this is what it's going to be, and if I have to sacrifice myself to save my family, that's what I'm going to do.
Can I just say...
Jesus, I assume I gave myself goosebumps talking about this
guy. Can I just say, Bradley Cooper doesn't get enough acclaim for what he's done with Rocket.
It's because of A Star Is Born.
You know? But the voice.
But you totally forget that it's Bradley Cooper. Yeah, you just think of it as Rocket's voice.
Exactly. And I don't even think that people know Vin Diesel did Groot, but hardly anyone pays attention.
He won't fucking stop talking about it.
Yeah. And like, pitching up at the
Whenever we call him, we're always like, I am Groot. Like, we know Vin. We know vehicle identification number. I love the way that all of these characters have sort of settled into certain roles with Kraglin.
Yes, who's taken over from...
He's like almost like the sensible one. He's the one who like talks sense into people, and he looks at things like objectively, and he's like, yeah, you know, we are like family. Yeah.
Well, if people have seen the Guardian special...
Yeah, the special. I highly recommend. Mantis is Peter Quill's...
We've done the spoilers.
Mantis is Peter Quill's sister, which he didn't reveal in the first one. And in that holiday special, I'm actually glad we got to see a fight.
Yes.
Okay, if you haven't seen the holiday special, I do suggest you watch it. It like captures, it's corny, but it's supposed to be corny.
Yes.
It's Christmas cheese.
It's like what Star Wars and those films.
It's what the specials were.
It's a merchandising tie.
No way. It was Christmas cheese, but it was lekker. Spread some on your bread and enjoy it.
Melted a little bit.
And this sets up Guardians 3 in a way that I am so excited for this film.
Yeah, and you and I have tried to temper expectations.
No, we do. We do.
But
we do.
Dude, this trailer has been
because we've been hurt, man.
We've been badly hurt. We didn't even talk about Adam Warlock. The big reveal.
Black Adam Warlock.
How many times?
No, DJ he looks smiling. He looks great, eh?
He looks great.
He's golden. He's muscular. Yeah. And he's such a good guy, for what I can tell.
Yeah. And he also has some type of stone, which in the comic should be the Soul Stone, but yeah, we don't know.
But as we know, in the Loki universe, those stones come for fuck off. Yeah. But yeah, another trailer dropped, which I am way less excited for, is...
Yeah, this kind of got me more excited for the
Transformers Beast Nation.
Beast Wars.
Beast Wars of the Nation.
Nothing to do with the Idris.
I know, I can't get... Once a word is there, it just stays there. Seemingly. This doesn't look as bad as the others.
So, and I was shocked to see that our favorite Bayos is still involved with this. He's producing, but he's not directing.
No, I think he cut himself a deal that like... No Transformers can be made without his name attached.
At some, yeah. I think so. I think you're 100% right. But just from what I've seen, it looks less messy. They're introducing the Transformers Beast Wars characters, so it's animals that also transform.
But I thought, the voice cast looks dope. I wasn't into the big beast.
The dinosaurs. Wars. Oh, yeah.
I wasn't in. I mean, I don't know why, but I thought the gorilla was the Optimus.
Yes, me too. And then I found out, but Optimus is there as well. So they are both primes, but...
But he's Optimus Primate.
Yes.
That is what it's called, yes. Right?
Brilliant. And I think that's Ron Perlman, eh?
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Optimus Primate. I love it.
They're
making Optimus more classic.
Yes.
Because he's got this closed guard in the front.
But that's what I'm saying. It's less messy. Like, even the truck is not that...
Yeah.
Whatever they were doing in the Michael
films. It's a Scania.
It's just a more basic like truck. So this looks like they are scaling back. It looks like they are trying to get more to the story.
Look, this is the one that decides where the universe goes, I feel. I feel like Bumblebee was a great step.
Yeah.
Like it was a positive direction. Mm. Small story, Bumblebee, hot vibes.
Yes.
This one, they're trying to build a bigger situation, you know?
But maybe world more, ending. But still maybe more.
Yeah.
More of those Bumblebee.
So we'll see. I mean, it's no Guardians trailer.
No.
But I didn't hate it.
It's an unfair standard. I'm just comparing, you know, Transformers apples to and, Transformers. And
bars of gold.
Yes.
James Cameron. He's fucking... people are not going to stop talking about this motherfucker now.
No, he's not going to stop talking either. He knows he has to hype the living heck out of
He gave writers 800 pages of notes before starting Avatar 2.
Yeah, 800 pages of notes that he made himself.
Well, he's got the time.
Do you think it's double-sided?
1.5 line spacing. Look, I want to talk about the film because the first reactions have come out.
Yes.
Have you seen it?
Yeah. Quite positive.
Generally, they say it is the most beautiful movie they've ever seen.
Yes.
That's a lot of the comments are along those lines.
Yeah. They're saying it's also the visuals are as amazing as the first Avatar was with that.
The time. Yeah. And the other thing I heard is that it's a lot of story. And I understand where the 800 pages of notes come in.
Yeah, you can see where that's gone. Did you see, apparently, when he pitched Avatar 4 to the execs, their response was, what the fuck? During the pitch. That was for Avatar 4. Eh?
Oh my God. Are we really getting...
At least. I remember last time I said it's contingent on how much money this one makes because he has invested an insane amount of money into
Can I ask you this? Do you think this will beat the first one in terms of box office?
I don't know. That's a very, very high.
I don't think it will.
I don't think it can beat it, but he needs us to be making a billion at least for
it might make a billion.
I think it will, just purely off of the novelty factor. Yeah. Also, this is releasing in China, so far as I know.
Yeah, there's no spooker or anti-Chinese.
Yeah. I mean, that's why Black Adam didn't make money.
Yeah. Magic.
Yeah. So James Cameron is going into all markets. So China, Russia, none of those are being excluded.
Oh, so there's no gay characters either?
No, no gay characters. Vladimir is not mentioned anymore.
So I get it. I agree with you. I think
did he really cuck himself?
Ooh.
Vlad.
Yeah. Of course he did. Well, I like to believe he did. He's old as shit, man. How is that motherfucker now?
Virile.
Yeah, virile.
Virile Vladimir.
So I do agree with you. I think it's going to break a bull. I don't think it'll beat the overall box office of the first one.
I don't think you can capture that magic again. Like, that novelty of...
Isn't that one of their taglines?
Sicker.
Yeah. Recapture the magic.
No, when has that ever worked as a tagline?
I just feel like that's what they're going to do. Remember this?
Yeah.
Now we've got some more. Yeah. There's more of this. Are you going to watch it?
No.
Really?
I feel like it's pointless because I haven't watched the first one.
They're going to re-release the first one.
That's true. I don't care.
But I mean, you have the opportunity to see the first one, probably digitally remastered.
But I would still say this. At that time, the novelty of the 3D was such a huge thing. Mm. Like, they literally made 3D like the go-to filming format now.
Yeah.
Because of Avatar.
Yeah.
And for me to see it now, I feel like I wouldn't be as impacted by the 3D as what I've been by subsequent things.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, even though most films don't really take advantage of it.
Yeah.
And the story, from what I've heard, is not that great for the first film. You were there mainly
very
for the
generic.
Visuals. Yeah, yeah, you were there for the visuals. Whereas apparently the story for this one is 800 pages of notes. It's a lot more detailed and in-depth than that.
Okay.
So I don't know. Are you going to go see it?
I don't know. If I can drag Abby, maybe. But she, I don't think she gives any fucks about Avatar. Abby, do you give any fucks about Avatar?
Zero.
See? So, Chris Evans.
Yes.
Sexiest man in the world.
Oh, yeah.
America's ass. He had recently come out that he was dating someone.
Oh.
So, the thing is, I don't give a fuck who he's dating.
So long as it's not Scarlett.
No. Even so, I don't give a shit. You have an issue with him and Scarlett. What is your issue there?
I don't have an
issue.
People are all plugging that despite the fact that people are in relationships. I just find that to be really...
Yeah, so he's been dating this person for over a year. Something Baptista. Anyway, that's not important. Okay. I wish him the best.
Okay.
What?
Alba Baptista.
Yeah, the fans' reaction is what's actually interesting.
Uh-huh.
So there is a 16-year age gap.
Yeah, she's 25.
Yeah, he's 41. Mm. Dodgy, but they didn't meet when she was 18.
Yeah, like, or 16, which is quite popular too.
He didn't groom her, to my knowledge. But what I'm trying to find is a woman's letter to Chris Evans. Jody. I'm going to read this to you. It's a little long.
I see it, yeah.
But okay, it's worth it.
Go for it.
And this is a woman addressing Chris Evans. Chris Evans. As a 30-year-old... You already lost me. You fucking 30 years old. Okay. But anyway, as a 30-year-old, I've basically grown up on your work. Mm. From the Hot Jock to Captain America to Lloyd Hansen, it's been a pleasure seeing your career grow and transform. But beyond this, and what makes you stand out from the crowd, you've been the most real and genuine person.
What does she base that on?
Fuck knows. I've watched in Hollywood your humility, your love for your family, friends, and Dodger, his dog, your sense of responsibility to use your voice for good, and so much more. I truly admire how you've deviated from your narrative over your 20-plus years in the industry. So when you speak, we listen.
Wow.
We believe in it. We believe in you.
Amen.
This is why your fandom loves you and why we are so loyal up until now.
I love that you went into Trailer Man voice for that.
Listen, this is serious shit, Jody. Okay. This past week, it's like we won the lottery when you finally got the title of Sexiest Man Alive. Finally. No, that's...
I see it. Yeah. I'm reading it with you. I found it and I'm reading this with you.
As long as I've waited for it, I actually felt glad that you only received it now because I believe that you are at your best right now.
Preach.
And finally, you are being recognized. I was so saddened when this pride lasted all 2 days.
The afterglow. They just nip that afterglow.
It's the calm down. I have to start clearing this up. Your fandom is not upset because you're in a relationship.
Obviously.
Rather, it was the reveal of your relationship that made us feel betrayed by you. Mm. We feel betrayed by the Chris you lead us to believe is you. As a human being, I fully believe that you deserve your privacy and you will obviously only share what you feel comfortable with. Mm-hmm. During TGM press tour, you
were... The gray man.
Yes, that's correct. I'm just reading verbatim.
Yeah. Just helping out for context.
Thanks. During the Grey Man press tour, you were asked a question that had nothing to do with your romantic life. You, however, chose to answer with regards to your romantic life. You volunteered this information. Yes, you didn't explicitly say you were single, but you sure did imply it.
Capital E. No, that's not capitalized.
That's not capitalized. Mm. You have specs. I don't. I should probably be wearing my specs, actually. During your People interview, you were once again implied you were single. The publication even reported that you were. Mm. Realistically speaking, this should have no bearing on our lives as fans.
Mm-hmm. However, there's a but.
However, as your loyal fandom, when you speak, we listen. Mm-hmm. We believe in it. We believe in you. Mm-hmm. She used this already.
Yeah.
Wowza. This sense of betrayal. Mm. This sense of betrayal is not because you are in a relationship. It is the rude awakening that our belief in you is based on nothing but lies.
That you've been selling us.
That you have been selling us like some snake oil salesman. Yeah. If you could volunteer up lies about something so trivial, what about you is actually real? It's like a kid finding out Santa isn't real.
Definitely.
Appropriate. on topic. This may come across as completely dramatic to most, but I hope you realize how influential you have been on our lives.
Pause.
Mm.
Who is our?
Yeah, she's speaking for the fandom.
Oh.
I assume she runs an account. She must run a fan account, a fan page or something.
Team Evans. Okay.
Team Evans. Yeah, must be. Your relationship is really not our business. I personally know nothing of Alba and will never know the dynamics of your relationship. A side note.
Context.
An average 41-year-old man looking to settle down, start a family, and have a little quiet life at home will most probably not do so with a 25-year-old woman at the start of her career. It is just an indication how you've unfortunately contradicted yourself.
He's gone on record as saying he never would date a 25-year-old.
Has he?
Must be. It's Team Evans.
Oh, okay. I thought you actually had evidence.
Team Evans is like evidence.
I could go on, but I'm going to leave it here.
Thank you.
My only hope is that this message will somehow reach you and that you will understand the impact you have on the lives of your fans and how you have hurt so many of us. Although I am sure you will choose to only see the part that supports you.
Where's the rest? I feel like there should be more.
No, she ended it there.
Oh, man. I felt like there'd be like a... Like, you know when you're really pissed off and you don't say kind regards, you do like regards.
Regards.
Because you're upset.
Regular regards for you, bitch. I could not. And I've been holding this story for a long time. I just keep forgetting to bring it up. This is the dark side of fandom, ladies and gentlemen. When you have such strong opinions about someone you will never meet. And who doesn't affect your life in any way
but who
whatsoever.
Owes you a lot, Ross.
Look, as a fan... Date who you want to date as long as it's not creepy and it's consensual.
Wow.
Wow, indeed.
Sec, it's time for a review.
This week we are doing a Christmas battle. First up, we're reviewing Scrooge, A Christmas Carol. This is directed by Stephen Connolly. On Christmas Eve, a miserly businessman, Ebenezer Scrooge, is visited by the ghost of his former business partner, Jacob Marley, and the spirits of Christmas past. Please move your cursor. Present and future, in the hope that he will learn the error of his ways.
It's weird that they please move your cursor in the synopsis.
Every time. The stars Luke Evans as Scrooge, Olivia Colman as Past, Jessica Buckley as Isabel Fezziwig, Johnny Flint as
Bob Cratchit. I prefer Buzzley.
Buzzley is much cooler. Fra Fee as Harry Huffman. Giles Tadera. I don't really know any of these other people.
Me too.
The other film is Spirited, directed by Sean Anders, and this is a musical version of Charles Dickens' story of a miserly misanthrope who's taken on a magical journey. This one has a much bigger cast. We have Will Ferrell, Ryan Reynolds, Octavia Spencer, Sunita Mani, Tracy Morgan, Patrick Page, Joe Tippett, Marlowe Buckley. Yeah, I don't know anyone else here.
Mm,
Rose Byrne has a very tiny role in this film.
Very tiny.
Cool. That one is a Prime. Is that one on
Apple.
Prime? Apple. Yeah, that one's released on Apple. So Prime two, Apple. Two streaming movies, two Christmas movies. Are any of them going to be the new Christmas classic, Ross?
Well, I mean, the new of the Scrooge story. Because yes. This story has been told forever.
I feel like it's a bit of a spoiler that it's a Scrooge story for Spirit. The fact is that it? They put that in there. The fact that that's in the synopsis.
Yeah, actually.
It's but not.
To be fair, I didn't know going in that it was like in the Scrooge
universe. Me neither. That's why I feel like it's a spoiler. But it's in all of the marketing.
Okay, so. I didn't watch a trailer either.
I guess, me neither.
So maybe
I just went in knowing it's a musical about Christmas.
Well, it's Scrooge versus Scrooge.
Scrooge versus Scrooge.
Yeah.
We'll pick a winner.
It's a nigh for me.
You've been going through the most, eh?
Jody,
you needed some recovery time.
This was intense, bro. I watched these back to back too.
Mm. Yo, that's a lot of singing.
It's a lot of singing.
That's a lot of singing.
It's so much singing.
Not all of it good.
It's so much singing. Both of these are musicals.
Yes.
The one is animated.
The one is an extreme musical.
Yeah, yeah.
Like extremely musical.
But meta about it as well. Yeah. But anyway, let's talk about the first one. The animated one.
So Netflix. The animated one. First off, because you like your knowledge on this stuff is insane. What did you think of the animation in Scrooge?
It was weird because at times it was good,
and at times it was quite
stilted.
Bad.
Yeah, yeah. It was. I don't know. It's almost like they put budget into certain scenes.
Yes.
Budget and time, I will say.
Yeah.
Into certain scenes, and then the others were fine. Some of the smaller, younger characters weren't really special. Anything special? Yeah. They weren't animated that well. I mean, obviously they focus on Scrooge and stuff.
Yeah.
But then you have like when he's singing an emotional song, and then it's like really good.
We'll touch on the music. Yeah, yeah.
His facial expressions and stuff were really good. So it was up and down for me.
Do you know? For me, sometimes I actually felt like the bad quality of the animation in certain moments took away from how powerful it was, especially with some of the singing.
Yeah.
Because this movie's music.
It's a song. Well, do you like the music, I assume?
For the animated one.
Okay.
I think that it surpassed the quality of the animation significantly. I actually felt like this is right up there with some of what Pixar and Disney's, like, not classic, but their normal animated movies that they're releasing.
Like Let It Go.
Yeah, that type of vibe.
Like Let It Go level.
Yeah. Like Jaden was watching this and he had moments where, because I told you, Singer's currently like his fucking favorite thing in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
And
it's a good film.
When he sees music in movies and he just stops communicating, I know that music is like
hitting it. Yeah.
And he was zoning on this film completely.
That's nice for Jaden.
Mm. What did you think? Not so much.
Not so much for me. The thing is, I don't know if it's a sensory thing, but like musicals are so overwhelming for me. It's a lot happening all the time. And like everybody's da 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 da.
And just they all know what's going on and you don't.
I don't know the choreography.
It's so exclusionary. It's a very othering experience.
At least with the animated one, there's you know, magic and you can do like crazy things and stuff. And there's some of the lyrics are also quite silly. Not silly. I thought they were going one way and they go another way. Yes. I was like, okay, this is written for children.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a lot.
And this one is the classic interpretation of the story.
Yes. Right?
So it's very true to the tale.
Yeah.
I think Netflix views this as bringing Dickens to a modern audience, like a new generation, basically.
Mm.
So they haven't strayed very far from it. But I thought that the characters were interesting.
Mm.
I didn't remember all of the side characters. I don't even know if all of them, apart from Tiny Tim and Scrooge and you know, one or two others, if all of them are even valid characters or if there's some new ones that they brought in.
Yeah, there. To be honest, I don't remember the Scrooge story at all. I know Scrooged with Paul Murray.
Yes. And you also know Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah, but I mean, did he do a Christmas episode?
It's like a hurricane in
Duckburg. Duckburg. Scrooge
McDuck.
Yeah, yeah, obviously. So I didn't know any of that.
Yeah.
And I just watched it. And I was like, oh, this seems familiar. and he was like, bah, humbug.
All the language and things were spot on.
Upset the spaghetti, and he was just a bad guy, and then he becomes good, man.
Yeah, through.
But there was one moment and one song, I think, that will say that I will say was my
the one the with top. Isabella.
Yeah, it's the one where they like don't leave.
Oh yeah, where she's going to walk out the door.
Yeah,
and that song was crazy powerful, dude. What is the name of that song? In any case, it's the one that he does with Isabel Fezziwig, who he's engaged to at that point, the daughter of his former boss, who he's engaged to, and when he was with her, initially he was like still mostly good, but he was starting to become the Scrooge that we now know.
Yeah,
and eventually gives up his life with her because he's focusing on setting things up to be with her forever, but in a really shitty way.
Is it Luke Evans?
Luke Evans is Scrooge.
And he sang as well.
Yeah, I assume he was doing all of his own
singing. Yeah, it's listed, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's got pipes.
That bro can sing, eh?
He was amazing with the singing in this movie.
What is like that song called?
I feel like the music surpassed some of the story for me.
Yeah.
Like, I really loved some of the music in this film.
But this is like, this is for kids and parents, right?
But there's some moments in here that I don't feel are super kid friendly. Eh?
Which ones?
Like some of the dark stuff and the way that they go from present to past and all of that. Some of it is a bit like,
I mean, we've seen worse.
But for me, watching with my child.
Was he scared at any point?
Yes. There were times where he got like, but he's 4 years old. So there were times where he was a bit like overwhelmed. And especially the Ghost of the Future, when the transition to that was super scary for him. Because those characters, those merchandising characters that they created, the little floating, flying things, like those things became like,
yeah,
fire and all of that shit. So I was like, I don't know how kid friendly this is.
Ah, it's fine.
Bah humbug.
Bah humbug. This song is Later Never Comes. That's the
one. Oh, that, yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing.
You keep telling me later, but later never comes around.
Yeah.
That's the best song of the movie, in my opinion. And best performance of the movie, in my opinion. Because that moment where he's singing and he's like sad and cocked, the animation and stuff was really good there.
Yeah, that was top notch.
Yeah, top notch. That's all the budget top went there. Notch. But overall, I felt like it was fine.
Yeah.
I mean, for Netflix, yeah.
I said, I feel like the animation, it's uneven. Like, there's times where it's really good, times where it's not great.
Yeah.
But the story is the story, and they've been faithful to it.
Yeah, they can't change the story.
Like, I feel like they did it well. It's a fun movie. I actually enjoyed it quite a bit.
Are there any spoilers for this? I mean, the story is... It's a tale as old as time.
Okay, beauty.
Yeah. Scrooge becomes a good guy, yeah, I guess.
Really? Like, oh, they've done it all in one night. And then he's like...
Yeah, but he flipped it. Like,
but now this is where I don't know if they're faithful to the story. That connection of the Cratchit kid, where it's like...
No, he's the Ratchet kid. He's from the ghetto.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just kidding.
So the character that plays his assistant, or the one who's his assistant now, was also the son of someone that he had, like, no, if you don't pay now, we're kicking you out, and all that shit. And that guy has like 12 kids.
Yeah, I mean,
with no money.
And he's still like, oh, we should thank Scrooge for this. Yeah. And the woman is like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
But that thing, like, I don't know if that is actually part of the original story.
No, I don't think so.
And it's a nice addition.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. You know it's like an Amazon floor worker who has to piss in a bottle thanking Jeff Bezos for Christmas.
Thank you for allowing me.
Thank you for paying me a wage.
Teaching
for
how to pee the bottle.
Oh, what the fuck?
That aside, I feel like that addition to the story, like the
but I can tell you enjoyed this.
I did.
Yeah. How much Christmas spirit did it give you?
A fair whack. Although I will say. I will say it's been a rough week. I'm still working.
Yeah.
And I had deadlines galore. So you and I had a lot of plans for how many movies we were going to watch.
We did. We yo.
It was rough. I didn't get to everything. But
I felt like I ran a marathon.
But this was a movie that I watched this with Jen, with Jaden. It was a Lekker family vibe.
Okay, but you didn't answer my question.
I enjoyed it.
No, but how much Christmas spirit did it give
what
you?
What is the
okay,
scale?
Let's say in percentages, I know, 200%. Like,
I'd say a solid 70.
70%
Christmas? 70% Christmas spirit.
Wow.
That music was really, really good. I really enjoyed the music. It was so much better than I was expecting.
Yeah.
The song. So it really caught me off guard. And it's Scrooge. It's that story. Mm. So
gave me a solid 5.
Lekker J.
5%. And it's only because of that song.
That one song.
Yeah, the one song. Is. The rest of it can fuck up. Uh-huh. I'll actually just add that song to a playlist, I think.
Okay.
My sing along playlist.
So we're not doing Quiet
No,
Night
no, we're going to move on to, yes. to Spirited.
So Spirited, as I said, I think it's a spoiler that they're saying that this is a Scrooge story.
Yeah, but okay, if you and I both didn't watch trailers and we didn't know this going in, I see how it's a spoiler for us. True. But if you did watch the trailer, then you must
maybe it was
they must have marketed it that way.
So Will Ferrell is the ghost of Christmas present.
Yeah.
What's her name? Sunita.
She's
girl,
funny. Yeah.
Lovely in this role.
Yeah. She's
Sunita
passed.
Mani. She's the ghost of Christmas past. And Tracy Morgan is the voice of Christmas future.
Yeah.
So
well, voice.
Yeah.
Ironically.
So essentially, it's almost run like this, like corporate.
Yeah,
thing.
It's organization.
It's
yeah.
a whole organization, and they choose someone every year that they're gonna save, and when they save them, they make a big thing of it. And the person for this year is Ryan Reynolds.
Well, not initially.
Not initially.
Yeah. Not initially. Not initially, but
eventually. Eventually.
So they choose someone else, but the whole deal is that Will Ferrell is like, they need to choose someone who's going to have a ripple effect.
Yes, a massive ripple effect.
Yeah,
and
Ryan Reynolds.
In-universe, someone who is considered irredeemable.
Yeah, someone is irredeemable, but he works for like a PR firm, so
yeah.
If he does like become a good person, he can really make a difference in terms of like...
Massive.
Yeah, because he deals with politicians and all sorts of shit. Pokemon, all the massive.
Shout out Craig David.
Yeah, so he recently performed in Cape Town too.
It was apparently amazing.
Wow, amazing. It was him and a laptop and a screen.
And Chad Simon.
Sure.
Oh, you don't be so jelly, man.
I'm not
jelly.
No, I just said sure.
I heard good things.
I'm not a fan.
Oh, Craig David.
Chad Simon.
Massive. Oh, there goes our good old chances. Just scratch that one off the list.
Simon said no. So anyway, fuck was I talking about now?
The irredeemable, the PR company.
Yeah, he's got this PR company, whatever they want to him. Look, I thought it was nice that they tried to have a fresh take on it.
Yeah, I love that. This is a original story with the same, with the Scrooge characters or the Christmas, what's it? Christmas Carol
Christmas
characters.
Carols.
Yeah, Christmas Carols characters. Mm. CCC. But I love how original they became. What I will say about this. Will Ferrell say about this? This feels like a cinematic movie.
Right? Yeah.
The production value on this is sky high.
Sky high. Too long, though.
Way too long. You and I had the same first reaction when we saw
it. So long. Why?
Over 2 hours, Russ.
It did not
understand.
Need to be that long.
They could have cut like 5 songs.
Fucking hell.
Give them their due. They embrace the musical aspect
Look,
of
this. Look, they did. It's also very meta because they say, they address it quite early in when they start singing and they're like, no, in this place we sing or like this musical numbers.
And also it's like, oh, how Ryan Reynolds does, he's like almost breaking the fourth wall.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know I was going to do that.
Yeah. And then they always, like the boss doesn't like the songs.
Yeah. That was hilarious.
So when they start, when he feels a song coming on, he's like, please, no. Okay. I'll give you what you want. Just don't do a number.
And then that one time he succeeds and they stop. And then it comes back later.
So I thought that was also quite refreshing that the musical calling itself out. But, I mean, they do go hard on the music.
It doesn't stop them from singing. And Will Ferrell can't sing. And Ryan Reynolds can't sing.
They can carry a tune.
Not particularly.
No, they can. They can hit the note that they're supposed to hit. But they can't sing on a musical level.
No. Or shouldn't.
Oh, what is it? Now you compare their songs to fucking Luke Evans' song.
Yeah, there's no comparison.
Like,
none.
And crazy. But Spencer could sing.
No, she can sing. And they go for it.
They do go for it. They're all in.
They are all in. balls to the wall
all
singing.
Balls, jingle balls to the wall,
jingle
Christmas.
Jingle balls, jingle balls, singing all the way.
Enough of that. So, yeah, I will say that production value is high. You're right. Mm. It could be in the cinema. Definitely. There's a lot going on. There's a lot of money spent. A lot of dances paid.
You can think with the cost. I mean, just Will Ferrell, Ryan Reynolds, Octavia Spencer, maybe, but...
Oh, she's an Oscar winner. You shut is, your whole
she
mouth.
She is, but she's a female actor. And
black female actor.
So...
Even paid, less.
Yeah.
No, but she's on the train of like, pay me what you're worth. Anyway... Mm. Sequences, I really enjoyed the sequence with the torches.
Yes.
That was really cool. Just from a production standpoint.
Yeah, and it looked amazing.
The choreography.
Yeah, the choreography looks amazing.
Yeah, they have like torches strapped to
their wrists
and then they can cover it and expose it as they go, and it's all like to the sequence of the song. That was really cool.
They embraced the musical aspect, the metaness of it, and they just went for it.
Ugh, man.
It was long.
They went too hard for it.
I think... I would have enjoyed this movie more if they had shaved like 20 minutes off of it.
Well, if you cut the songs out, you can cut so much more out.
Even story wise, though, I feel
like. No, but songs first, I think, gotta go. All of them. I think let's cut out all the songs.
But.
And just make a movie.
But what I really liked also is that Will Ferrell is not like. He can phone it in sometimes.
He can. He does.
And in this role, I feel like he's not.
No.
Ryan Reynolds. It's.
He's Ryan Reynolds.
It's just the right amount of snark from him.
Yeah.
I think almost because he's more of a supporting character, he's not able to hog the screen time and like be so overbearing like he can be when he's being a smartass all the time. And Octavia Spencer is like super cool in this role.
Mm.
The whole love story between her and Will Ferrell.
That was quite sweet.
Them.
Yeah, I must say. That was sweet.
Dude, I was vibing, man.
Wow.
I was
a little too hard. You need to take it down a notch.
I was vibing.
It was too much for me. Too long, too song.
Way too many songs. I told you.
Too long, too song.
When Jenna and I watched this, she asked me, "Yo, does Ross have to watch this movie?"
And you know what? I watched it on my own because I know Abby wouldn't have stuck around in this marriage. It was rough. And there were moments of there were really good moments. Okay, should we? Will Ferrell is actually the original Scrooge. He was the first unredeemable that
only
was redeemed.
Been one non-redeemable.
Is it irredeemable? Unredeemable.
I feel like I'm making up a word.
Yeah, me as well. But anyway, he was the first one. And he still has that feeling of like, shit, he doesn't deserve this.
He's irredeemable.
Irredeemable. So maybe he doesn't deserve this. Maybe he doesn't.
That's the reason he wants to do it with Ryan Reynolds' character, because he wants to prove that it's possible that someone can be redeemed and stay redeemed.
Yeah.
And so not go back to...
There's a sequence where they visit his past, and because he reveals to Ryan Reynolds that he's Scrooge. And
good day.
Good day.
you want to go?
So people come to his door when he's bad Scrooge, and he just tells them good day to you, and they're like, oh, and they clutching their pearls. And then I was confused at first. And then he reveals to Ryan Reynolds that good day is basically fuck you.
It's a fuck you of their time. And then the taxi driver tells him, good day. Like, you want to come back?
You want to go, bro? That was funny. I'll give them that. That was very funny. So there's moments in this movie that really... I thought everybody was... Even Tracy Morgan, you don't see his face at first.
Yeah.
His voice is really good.
Yeah.
His whole shtick of him being
just
the point.
Pointing.
Yeah.
Like, all
just
I point. Do is point.
I also want to say something. What does he say? Like, that's your future bitch or something?
I think the casting was great. No one is overbearing.
Yeah.
Everyone... is really buying into the
did you watch this with Jay as well? This isn't really for children, though.
No, we didn't. Yeah. Watch. This was like before bedtime.
Look at you being a good parent.
A sleep child.
Child.
Mommy and daddy gonna go watch a movie.
Okay, before we go to the winner of the battle, Christmas spirit, what's your percentage there?
65, 70 again.
Against 17? Yeah. Wow.
I was feeling it. I was really feeling it.
Okay. That's,
the only thing that's a negative for me in this movie is the amount of songs and the length.
Mm.
It's just too long.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be 2 hours.
Yeah.
There's no reason.
So mine is probably like a 7.
Yeah. It's a bit more.
From the 5, yeah.
Getting towards that 10.
Yeah. Well.
Out of 100.
Yeah.
Once you get to double digits, that cold shackled heart.
In terms of the battle,
mm.
who do you think takes it?
For me, this is originality versus quality of singing and stuff.
Mm.
And I'm leaning towards... I'm going to go with Scrooge.
Really?
The Netflix one.
Wow.
Yeah. I think the songs are... The songs are crazy, crazy good. And I think that the fact that it's less than 2 hours, it's just 1 hour 40,
mm.
has more rewatch value for me than watching Spirited again.
Okay.
I'm more likely to watch that one again, I think.
Okay, that's interesting. Because I'm never watching any of these
again. I know. So you can make a decision purely based off of your percentages, 5 versus 7.
I think it is Spirited, just because the originality of it. And I think it was more tailored to a more mature... audience, which
both of
which
these are quiet for me. I enjoyed both of them.
I don't think these are quiet.
Yeah, I know.
I think these are both nightmares.
If 5 and 7% was your standard for quiet,
nah, guanks. Oh my word, these are not movies for me. I am not the target market for this. Do you think any of these could be the new Christmas classic, though?
No, I don't think that compares with any of the classics that we have on our list.
Look, they're gonna keep trying. Especially Hallmark Channel.
They have their first gay characters in the Christmas movie.
Wow.
Ever. Yeah. They just did a whole marketing campaign for it. We have gays now. I feel like that's what they were announcing.
That's crazy. And gay people watch it ironically.
Yeah.
So we asked the Brasser, like, what your favorite Christmas films are.
The Brasser gave us answers.
Mm, they did give us answers.
Gave us all the answers. 17 of them, in fact.
Nice, which is nice. I like it. It's interaction. We're a community.
Love it. So going from the top, Tintin Cape Town lead us with Elf.
Elf, that's one of my favorites.
Love it. I mean, people were thinking Will Ferrell doing a Christmas
Elf
movie.
Too.
Yeah, that's what they thought. That's not.
It's not Elf 2.
Elf is much better.
Elf is way better.
Mm. Elf is better than 12.
No singing.
Every time.
No singing.
Well, him and Zoe in the shower.
Doesn't count.
Yazid Peters _ Peters. Home Alone 1. Very Pacific about
I'm
that.
More of a Kid in the City guy.
Really?
No. Come on.
I don't mind either.
Trump's
we watch
role,
both
though.
Every year. Oh, yeah. It's been cut out recently, though. You know, we're going to spite him.
Oh, really? Did they cut it out?
Yeah. He's not
on Disney. Is he on Disney Plus?
No, on the Disney Plus version, he's not in.
Wow.
They cut that out specifically.
That's quiet.
Yeah. Luigi Perez 94, The Night Before. Is that the one?
Oh, that's Seth with Rogen? Yeah. That's actually a nice one.
I haven't watched that.
I like that one because he's Jewish, which is funny.
And Anthony Mackie, Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
JGG.
Yeah,
JGL.
And one of them has cancer or something, isn't it?
No, they're leaving.
Oh, okay.
This is their last Christmas bash as homies.
I see.
Which is cool. I really enjoyed that. That's a good one.
I'll go and check
it out. I forgot about that.
Thank you for your recommendation. The Real Lyndon Collison, A Christmas Carol, the 2009 version. I don't know that one.
Never seen it.
But probably not going to.
Never gonna.
Safia 6, as well as who else has this one? Safia and Edwell and
Abby.
But you buzz read out Abby's entire response.
I speak. Yeah, we can.
And Kamala Thurgood all have Love Actually.
That is
a classic.
I actually love this movie.
Don't actually watch it with your kids.
No,
there's some sexy
boobies and bad
simulated
words.
Simulated sexy times.
And some bad words. But. Such a great film. I see the people trying to criticize it now.
No,
and just last it. Move on, shall we?
For what?
Love that film.
Fish Taz. Polar Express.
No.
The home of the Uncanny Valley.
More like Nola Express.
Not universally loved, our friend. Sorry about that one.
No, fuck that.
Marco Jenna Lee.
Someone we know, Jody.
We know Jenna. She's got Home Alone as well as This Christmas.
Well, which one is
that? I've told you about this before.
Is this Ja Rule?
No. Christopher Brown.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's in this. It's one of those ensemble films.
What does he do?
He sings. He's the youngest sibling.
Does he beat the Christmas spirit into people?
No, he sings it into your soul.
Oh, horrible. Jenna, maybe stop supporting Chris Brown.
I know we're not supporting it for Chris Brown. Regina King.
King.
Is in this one as well.
Okay.
Yeah. She's one of the mains. But it's those ensemble cast. Idris is in this movie too.
I will never watch this.
You must.
I will never.
I am giving you doe eyes. David John Matton was the interesting answer. Die Hard 2.
Yeah. Which is
the lesser known of the Die
Hard. Well, it's not lesser known. It's just lesser.
Lesser liked.
Quality. Yeah, like it's quality is
not
lesser.
Terrible, but not as good as it's part just one, a rehashing. And not as good as part three.
Yeah, it's a rehashing of one in a different setting. That pitch was just, hey, what about Die Hard 1 but at an airport?
And the bad guy, the good guys are bad guys.
Yeah. Old switcheroo.
Twist. Asher Party, who went so far as to give us a review on Apple iTunes, thank you very much. He says the Grinch.
Is that a guy?
Yeah.
Isn't it Asher Pardee?
Pardee. But when I do the homie, then you get upset.
Yeah, because that was actually like culturally wrong.
So he says the Grinch. I think that's the Jim Carrey one.
Jim Carrey one.
The new one, the Benedict Cumberbatch one's not bad.
Did not know that was a thing. Jim Carrey.
Classic.
Yeah, that is a classic. He has some amazing lines in there. And his face is doing like crazy
Someone
shit.
Someone was complaining recently because they felt really abused by him on set. And then people explained that he had to do like 8 hours of makeup a day to get into that thing. And he was super cranky when he was done. So maybe if he was a bit too pissed off.
Sure. But be a professional, respect. I feel.
No.
Be professional, Jim.
All around. Abby. Abby Whitten. Die Hard Obs.
Obs.
And the other one. Not Notting Hill. What's it called now again?
Love Actually. We do get it. And that's why we'll be 32nd partners until we all die.
Kayla Lowe gave us How the Grinch Stole Christmas, which is definitely the Jim Carrey one. 2000.
Yeah, oh, that's probably, yeah.
The full
I'm
name.
Sure that's what he meant. Yeah. Stacey Richards, The Holiday.
Kate Winslet, Jack Black.
That's a good one.
Cameron Diaz, and who else?
That's understated Jack Black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is a good Jack Black.
I like that Jack Black, but then I always go back to school.
Oh, yeah. Always. But apparently they're trying to do this again.
They want
to do a legacy sequel to this one.
Like what? The Vacation?
I don't know. More Holiday.
On leave.
I don't know, but apparently they want to capture that magic again.
Okay. Good luck.
Put that in the tagline.
Put that in the pipe and smoke it.
On another holiday.
Edwell Nally, he's got some interesting ones.
He's got
ones.
A few.
Yeah.
Love Actually, Fila Sekund, Die Hard. I didn't know Fila Sekund was a Christmas movie.
I forgot that Fila Sekund had Christmas in it.
I totally forgot. I just know Nena's in there.
Yo.
Die Hard, The Preacher's Wife, Home Alone, Best Man Holiday.
Look, Best Man, The Best Man is a good film.
Best Man, I could be. We're trying to be the best men we can be. We need to get on camera.
We should. It's so funny. She's like trying to nap. Anyway, I do enjoy Best Man. I don't think I've seen Best Man Holiday.
No. I love the original.
But The Preacher's Wife?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
No.
I mean, I love Whitney Houston, but fuck that movie.
Is that the one where Denzel's an angel?
Yes. And then the preacher as a wife. Yeah.
Whitney. Bet you he's not scratching an ass.
Yeah. Tony Manuel also has one here, but I know for a fact he hasn't seen this film. And so he's just going on reviews.
Oh, sneaky bastard.
Yeah, it's Violent Night. It's the new David Harbour film. Yeah. I'm going to watch it.
I really want to see it.
Apparently, this is the new Christmas classic.
Ooh.
And I wish I could have watched it before this episode.
I also wanted to.
Yeah.
No time, bro.
Yeah. And then Casual Dog, obviously.
Die Hard.
Thank you, Casual, once again, coming through with the heat. Look at me talking like a radio
fire,
DJ.
Straight fire. Okay. And on that note,
thank you everyone for your contributions. I hope you have a lovely Christmas. This episode is early,
but Mariah's been like pumping since October.
Not only Mariah, the decorations,
the Boney M.
We drove down Adderley Street last night.
Is that where you lost your voice? They scream a lachte yell.
Apparently they change it every year. It's different.
Really?
I don't know. I have nothing to base that on.
I grew up with the Somerset West lights. Main Road, Somerset West.
Have you seen Adderley though?
Not recently, no.
Okay, but in your memory, in comparison, which one's better?
Somerset West.
Is it the longest trip?
I have literally never gone to Adderley for the opening or any of that trip. and then you must go to, there's an ice cream shop. No, you must go buy ice cream there.
What's it called?
West Cafe.
West Cafe. In Somerset West.
Yeah.
Conceptual.
You know. But it's not the original owners, but the ice cream machine still works.
Okay. I want everyone to have a nice Christmas. Yeah. I'm not a big Christmas person, but I know it can be stressful.
You can tell.
It's stressful. There's a lot of family and friends involved. Gammon. Do you eat like
everything?
Corned beef.
South place, what's a corned beef?
Okay, my bad. Everyone must have a good Christmas.
They must have a good Christmas. They must be safe. I hope that everyone gets some rest because this year has been fucking.
I am moch, dude. I'm moch.
No one has addressed the fact that we've all gone back to work full time like crazy, and somehow had to catch up on like 2 years worth of inactivity. Please go and get a rest.
Get that mental health break that you need. And on that note, Jody, if anyone wanted to wish us Merry Christmas, how could they do that?
They can do so on our Instagram, our TikTok, our Facebook, and our YouTube, Bicycle Brasser Podcast. And they can send us an email at bicyclebrasser@gmail.com. More importantly, on any of the platforms where you choose to listen to our podcast, please do the notification button so that you can get a new episode.
Smash that notification button.
Subscribe.
And
also... Also, please go and leave.
I know you was on a roll there. Also,
can you stop? Please go and give us reviews as well. Those 5-star reviews really help.
Well, push good us reviews. Yeah. Please go and give us good reviews.
Yeah, we have some negative Nellies on our iTunes who've like just chosen to negatively review.
We think
us.
It's a double agent.
It's a double agent bastard.
Yeah,
but if you listen to us on Spotify, please give us 5-star reviews and on iTunes if you like what we do.
Yeah, that's right. And on that note, have a lovely Christmas. And a time for the family and fucking fun and gammon and some meat and frita and potatoes.
I don't know what to say. I don't know.